Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me today is Campaign Director for RUOK, Catherine Newton, and we are going to talk about an exciting day for RUOK. Good day, Catherine.
Hello there. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for your time. You are very busy right now, traveling, starting from Uluru, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. It's an incredible tour. We're just kicking off the Conversation Convoy, which is a six-week convoy around Australia. We're starting in Uluru today and going all around every state and territory and finishing up in Cairns on Are You OK Day, which is the 14th of September.
Conversation Convoy. What's this all about?
It's a way to help people navigate the conversation, to learn the skills about how to have a conversation if somebody says no. We know that people are uncomfortable with asking the question when they're worried that the person will say no, because it can be a bit daunting, it can be a bit worrying. And so what we're trying to do is empower Aussies around the country to learn the four steps to a conversation. Each of the four cars on the convoy represents one of those four steps.
More often than not, when we ask people, are you okay, the immediate response would be, yes, I'm all right, isn't it? But when you say no, what do you do?
Exactly. When people say no, it's really important to remain calm and to listen to what they say. It doesn't always have to be a person that's in crisis. We all go through life's challenges. We all go through life's ups and downs. So it may be that someone's just having a particularly bad time at that point. It doesn't always mean that they are in crisis or are indeed feeling suicidal. So when somebody says no, it's important that you listen with an open mind. So listen to how they're feeling. Listen to what they're telling you. Quite often people who are struggling just want to be heard. Try to listen with an open mind and not judge what they're saying. Then the third step is to encourage some action. So that might be perhaps have they booked an appointment, you know, have they considered seeing their GP? Have they thought about talking to a manager or a teacher about how they're feeling? Is there anyone else that they want to speak to? Or it may be a case of putting in some actions that you do on a regular basis, for example, socialising, where you can do something together. And the fourth step is to check in. It's really important when people have trusted you with how they're feeling to show that you genuinely care, to check in with them again soon and see how they're travelling.
You've done a bit of research recently which says that it's the females that are more comfortable asking versus the males.
Yeah, that's right. We've got 76% of females would feel comfortable asking someone if they're okay versus 71% of male respondents. And we know that female responses are very comfortable to ask compared to males. And that's likely because women do have those wider social networks. They're used to talking to each other. And we know for some men that their circles are smaller. There is indeed still some stigma associated with having some struggles. So we're hoping that by helping people to navigate the conversation, that we can really empower more men to be a part of this conversation.
And because more often than not, men, I believe, are more private with their feelings in comparison to not all women, but a lot of women who are more open about what they feel and what they think, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And that's why we have lots of male ambassadors and supporters who are really behind the cause. The mental health and suicide prevention sector is full of great male spokespeople that are letting everyone know that it is okay to speak, that it's okay to not be okay, and that men need to communicate more and reach out to each other where they can.
And when you're not okay, it doesn't mean that you have a problem, isn't it? It's just you're having
not
a bad day.
Could have a bad day. Perhaps we've had a really bad day at work. Perhaps we've had an argument with a family or a friend or a partner. Perhaps we're going through some financial stress. And grief and relationship breakdowns, we all experience these. And so it's important to look out for one another when these things are happening. And just trust your gut instinct if you just think that someone's not quite themselves.
I remember asking someone out of the blue, because I know this person was experiencing a lot of sad times with work, where there were a lot of people passing away or moving on. And I just asked, are you okay? And all of a sudden, the person just started talking and crying. Mm-hmm. All the person told me at the end of the day is, thanks, I needed that.
It's surprising, isn't it, sometimes we often kind of want to go into fix-it mode. We think, oh my goodness, I need to fix it for this person and I need to do this and gosh, I'm worried that what if I say the wrong thing? But actually, as I mentioned before, many people just want to talk. They just want to be heard and lighten that load to share what they're feeling. And sometimes, you know, most of us have had it that, you know, once we've had a good chat about how we're feeling, sometimes the problems don't seem as large or they don't perhaps seem as imminent. And so talking about it can really help.
And sometimes people need to just have someone to vent their frustrations
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
The Are You Okay convoy started in Uluru.
And it did today, yep.
And is there anywhere that we could monitor the road trip and to see
sure.
where we could go and maybe bring our friends along or, you know, just to learn a few skills?
Absolutely. So we're visiting around 23 locations across the 6 weeks. So if you head to areyouok.org.au, you'll be able to find an interactive map. And you can see the locations that we'll be passing through. Click on that location and you'll be able to see the exact event details, the venue and the time. And we're really open to everybody. We'd love everybody to join us. This is an event for everyone in the community. And we're also asking support services to join us so that we can really highlight what's right there in the community for people should they need it.
Three simple words, but a very important question to be asked, isn't it?
They are indeed. A conversation really can change a life. Our late founder, Gavin Larkin, said that in the time it takes to have a coffee, you can change your life. And we see day in and day out how true that can be.
And it's a good excuse to have coffee.
Exactly. Why not?
Thanks very much, Catherine Newton from Are You Okay?
Thank you for having me.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.